Chapter 1
Fear. There's something about fear. It's intoxicating. The helplessness they feel, the adrenaline and need and wants it unleashes. Fear rights the wrongs. Fear is power. And for once, I have all the power. They're never going to save them. They're never going to catch me. They're never going to understand.
Chapter 2. Aaron. Here's what we all know. Sometime this week, or the next, or the one after that, we will find another dead girl. Every year a girl disappears, and every year she's found dead with an angel wing carved into her cheek. And this year is no different. Another girl disappeared. Rachel Stein, former cheerleading captain, left her home last Saturday and no one has heard from her since. Despite the entire town searching every corner and her family's pleas and all the psychics inundating the town claiming to know where she is, she hasn't been found. Everyone holds on to the hope that she's safe. Some rumor spread that she ran away, that the killer hasn't found his next victim yet, that he's still on the hunt.
Come on, girls, we need to do this.
Shauna, our cheer captain, sounds like she's trying to convince herself more than us. She smooths her skirt, checks her cell phone again before dropping it behind her.
For Rachel.
This time, her voice doesn't falter. Her dark hair is tucked into her ponytail and it bounces as she jumps, warming up. Her smile reveals the bronze glow of her cheeks, but her dark brown skin isn't as flawless as in the school pictures. The circles under her eyes are more pronounced. She and Rachel were very good friends, and she's been fighting tears ever since we got to the stadium. Rachel prepared Shauna to become captain. She trained with her and took her under her wing when Shauna was a freshman and Rachel a sophomore.
Let's go!
Shauna struts to the front. We take our usual positions for the first routine, waiting for the football team to enter the field. The spotlights brighten the entire stadium, but they do a pretty poor job of hiding the fear rippling through the crowd. The smell of hot dogs wafts in the air, reminiscent of happier and carefree times, but the kids' laughter isn't as loud as usual. Parents keep a trained eye on them, not entirely relaxed. If it weren't for football, most people would have stayed at home. If it weren't for football, Gavert City would be a ghost town the entire month of September. If it weren't for football, we might all be at the lake, pretending nothing bad can happen to us while we're all scared shitless. Despite the adrenaline coursing through the crowd's veins at the thought of winning another game, of snatching another state title, we can't ignore the heaviness settling in the air. People walk faster. They whisper more often. They spy on one another and make sure their doors are locked. Some people think they can play heroes. They organize their own neighborhood watch. They institute curfews. Curfews that are not respected. After school, some students throw face the killer parties. Saturday nights are spent telling scary stories and drinking or partying it up until we forget reality. Saturday nights are full of bravado and fuck you attitude. They're there to make it seem like we're eternal. But every year, a few weeks before the homecoming queen and king are crowned, it all changes.